Anyway, back to Foucault. In each of its applications, one more thing about the Panopticon. One of the things that Bentham loved about it is that if you were that person atop the tower in the middle, you could see everybody in that building, but they could not see anything at all. And they can't see each other. And I'm going to encourage us to think that power is in love with that structure that Bentham gave them. And apparently he was pretty much dissed by power of his day, but he has come to be appreciated now. The power of this century is very fond of him. So Foucault, quote, "In each of its applications, the Panopticon makes it possible to perfect the exercise of power. It does this in several ways. Because it can reduce the number of those who exercise it while increasing the number of those on whom it is exercised, because it is possible to intervene at any moment, and because the constant pressure acts even before the offenses, mistakes, or crimes have been committed. Because in these conditions, its strength is that it never intervenes. And I would just interject that this means power acts invisibly." Continuing, "It is exercised spontaneously and without noise." These guys hate noise. "It constitutes a mechanism whose effects follow from one another." Self-regulating, perhaps, I would ask. "Because," Foucault says, "without any physical instrument other than architecture and geometry, it acts directly on individuals. It gives power," this is quoting Bentham, "it gives power of mind over mind," unquote. The panoptic schema makes any apparatus of power more intense. It ensures its economy in material, in personnel, and in time. It assures its efficacy by its preventive character, its continuous functioning, and its automatic mechanisms. It is a way of obtaining from power, quote, "in hitherto unexampled quantity, a great and new instrument of government." This is Bentham. "Its great excellence consists in the great strength it is capable of giving to any institution it may be thought proper to apply it to," unquote. In short, writes Foucault, "it arranges things in such a way that the exercise of power is not added on from the outside like a rigid, heavy constraint to the functions it invests, but is so subtly present in them as to increase their efficiency by itself increasing its own points of contact." And again, this is me interjecting, "we be in this scheme self-regulating. We teach it, reinforce it to everyone we come in contact with." Back to Foucault. "The panoptic mechanism is not simply a hinge, a point of exchange between a mechanism of power and a function. It's a way of making power relations function in a function and of making a function function through these power relations," unquote. I.e., as it functions, it reproduces power relations. But this is merely a dissection of hierarchy, I think, and of what Plato said millennia earlier, quote, "the art of politics is the art of herding the human cattle," unquote. And when hierarchy is instilled early, and wow, has it not ever been instilled early in all of us, all else needed for power to be ceded to follows. And again, this is Plato. Remember, he said the quote, "the greatest principle of all is that nobody, whether male or female, should ever be without a leader, nor should the mind of anybody be habituated to letting him do anything at all on his own initiative, neither out of zeal nor even playfully, but in war and in the midst of peace. To his leader he shall direct his eye and follow him faithfully, and even in the smallest matters he should stand under leadership. In a word, he should teach his soul by long habit never to dream of acting independently and to become utterly incapable of it. There is no law, nor will there ever be one, which is superior to this," unquote. That is very, very clear. And I think all ideologues, all pundits that power has used over the millennia are but iterations of those, their work is but iterations of those words of Plato.